Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the common complaints that I hear voiced as to why someone left a particular congregation sometimes is that they heard something preached by the pastor with which they didn't agree. I've heard that same reason given from folks why they have also left a particular church body also. I have seen the same sentiment expressed on Facebook as to why someone is abandoning some of their former friends. It's not uncommon for folks to quit listening to you and hanging around you if they don't agree with you. That is, agree with what you are saying. Never mind if what you are saying is true or not. If folks don't like it, they won't listen. But imagine for a moment if folks were like that in other areas of their life besides theology. If when your doctor informed you that you have lung cancer, you just left him and went to another doctor who completely ignored all the tests and said, "Nah, you're fine." What if your mechanic told you that the AC unit in your car was pumping out carbon monoxide into your cabin? So you went down the street to Bobby's window tinting stand to ask for his opinion, and he told you, "Well, I don't think cars can really do that." What if your electrician told you about the house that you just bought as an investment property, that the wiring inside was a total mess and it was a very dangerous fire hazard? So you fired him and just rented the house out anyway. Who does that? No one, hopefully. Not if they care about their own health and well-being or about the safety and security of people that they love or things that they love. You can't just ignore your doctor because you don't like what your biopsy tells you. You can't just disregard the words of your mechanic or your electrician because you don't like the news that they give you. As such, you shouldn't just start skipping worship or looking for a new church because you disagree with something that the pastor has said or taught. The issue for us in listening to a pastor preach or teach should never be whether we agree with what he is saying or not, but whether what he is saying agrees with the Holy Scriptures or not. You see, the Scriptures should be the standard by which we measure the validity of a pastor's message, not whether he preaches or teaches things that are in agreement with our opinions and our sensitivities. If the pastor is speaking biblical truth and we don't like it, then the issue is not really the pastor, but us. And the solution is not that we go and change churches, but that we go and change our heart. Jesus himself ran into this very same problem with some of his disciples. The Scriptures tell us that many folks followed Jesus when he preached a message that was pleasing to their ears. But when he began to preach things that were a little too radical, let's say, for their Jewish sensitivities, many of them turned away from him and no longer followed him. They preferred to follow someone who preached what they wanted to hear, rather than following someone who preached what they needed to hear, which is the truth. No matter how hard that truth is. And so it is today, even in the church. There are many folks in and throughout Christendom who are looking for a truth that gives no offense, that presents no challenges, and that details no expectations. They want a church that allows people to live comfortably in their sin, that preaches Christ's love and acceptance without the challenges and the commands of repentance. In short, they are looking for what we theologians call cheap grace, one that overlooks the tremendous price that Jesus paid to gain our forgiveness. And so I believe that if Martin Luther were here today and he were to begin a new Reformation, I truly believe that a return to the truth would be one of his central reforms. I'd like to read you again what we had as our epistle reading this morning from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, the second letter to Timothy. He said, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." And that time that Paul spoke about, that time has been here in the world for quite some time. But alas, I fear that that time is now here in the church as well. You know, we hear all the time as Christians that we are not tolerant of other people's beliefs. We hear that the Christian church is exclusionary and that we are closed-minded, that we're not open to other people's beliefs and teachings. But there's a reason for that. The reason is because Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Apostle Peter said that salvation is found in no one else, no other name that is given to men by which we must be saved, but the name of Jesus. And Paul told us that it is at the name of Jesus that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If we as Christians are considered to be exclusive, then so be it. The truth is exclusive. Jesus Christ alone is the way to the Father. He alone is the one who gives us the forgiveness of sins. He is the way to salvation. You see, no one else died for us. No one else rose for us. No one else paid that tremendous price of our sin. No one else broke the curse of death for us. We are forgiven and we are saved only and always because of him. And so the focus and the foundation of our preaching is always and should always be Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For the time will come, and I fear is already here, when churches and pastors will preach what people's itching ears want to hear. They will teach what is popular, not what is prudent, what is stylish, not what is sound, what is convenient, not what is true. That will never be the case here. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, a stumbling block to those who seek out preachers who simply say what people's itching ears want and long to hear. I pray that none of us will ever be those people. May we always and only seek to hear and to follow the truth for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.